Alberto Cottica, Project Manager at the Social Cohesion Research and Development Division at the Council of Europe.
Alberto Cottica, you are heading up the Council of Europe EU joint project EdgeRiders. Tell us more about this work.
So EdgeRiders is an experimental project on the open web in which young people of Europe participate towards creating a vision of what the future should look like. And this vision is based on what young people are actually doing. So it's more about sharing experiences of how they try to get on with their life and create an acceptable future for themselves than about opinions. And that should reduce the controversy. Our hope as European institutions is to gain some granular insight about what people are trying to do, and by extension, what kind of world the younger generations of Europe are about building.
Why is this project relevant to Europe now?
Well, if you look at the statistics, as we do a lot in the social cohesion R&D division, it seems like the present generation is a lost generation. You look at the statistics and they don't look any pretty. There's a lot of unemployment, there's a lot of people who are not in unemployment, education or training. There's severe problems of access to housing and of, social rights. However, if you look closer, it seems that this generation might well be the most generous, idealistic, creative, entrepreneurial that ever lived. And everywhere in Europe, people are just building pieces of the future. Some people are building companies, social innovators. Some people are building completely new sectors, and they are even more radical social innovators. Some people are building new techniques in sharing resources towards a more sustainable and creative lifestyle. And other people are experimenting with democracy and how to participate in a way that overcomes the currently perceived crisis of representative democracy. We want to pull them all together and to look at their individual solutions as part of a larger picture.
You are now looking for what you describe as creative activists for democracy. Who should apply for this job?
Maybe I should say that we are looking for a person to work with EdgeWriters team, a consultant that would help us get out to the people in Europe who are involved in experimenting with new participation channels. A lot of that takes place on the web, but not only. There's a lot of physical participation, there's a lot of movements at the local level, at the national or supranational level. So we would like to have help and to work with somebody who can help us guide the project to meet all of these people and involve them and find out what it is they're doing and let through them the European institution discover the wealth of innovation in what activism looks like in the 21st century.
Will they be based in Strasbourg?
No, this is the EdgeWriters team is coordinated through the wire, so on the internet, even though there probably will be reasons to travel to Strasbourg every now and then. We have already, I should maybe add, two engagement managers, one for social innovation and one for lifestyle innovation, and none of them is based in Strasbourg.
What should be the skill set of the person who does this kind of work?
Well, we're looking at some kind of activist cum tourist guide cum diplomat. What we need is somebody who is wired into those networks and is as a profile and a respectability and can access those networks and tell them about the EdgeWriters project and hopefully convince them that we are building something of value here and that they should be involved. I should add that as always, consultants from any of the 47 countries which are members of the Council of Europe can apply. In this case, we have built an extension from some Northern African countries with an eye to the Arab Spring movement, which are paramount example of experimentation in channels for participation, which are being very successful.